Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
This next question, I could do a whole seminar on this next question, but I can also answer it pretty straightforward and simple at the same time. The question is what is the best way to test my hormones? I see that there are different methods such as saliva, blood, and urine, and I'm just wanting to know what your opinion is on these methods. And this is good because I talk a lot about hormones. As a longevity specialist, I do, hormones are those key messengers between your brain and your body. As we get older, we just don't produce hormones like we should. So your brain has a hard time talking to your body. And if your brain can't talk to your body, it can't control physiology. It can't control health. And things begin to break down. Back in the 1960s, there was an interesting study looking at age-related disorders like diabetes and heart disease, all that kind of stuff, and how it relates, when these diseases start to develop and how that relates to the loss of steroid hormones, specifically like testosterone and DHA and estrogen. And, right around your 40s and 50s, all of these steroid hormones begin to drop in production in the body, and that's right when you see a lot of these age-related disorders kick in. Now, no, I'm not saying that hormone deficiencies cause age-related diseases, but definitely play a role. Your brain knows what it needs to do. But in order for it to send out those commands to the body to fix and repair and regenerate, it needs hormones. And if they're missing, then there's a disconnect between the body, the brain, and the body. So, I do think we should, when you're in your, you're probably mid-30s, you should start testing your hormones, ask your doctor for a male hormone panel or a female hormone panel, checking all of the steroid hormones, testosterone, estrogen, DHEA, pregnenolone, progesterone, also thyroid, maybe even growth hormone, cortisol. All of those should be in that type of profile. The question then becomes how, though? There are doctors that like saliva. There are doctors that like to do a blood draw. There's doctors that even do hair now with hormones, urine. The easy answer is blood. Blood is the best way to test all this. Now, that depends on the hormone itself. So I'm going to answer this question by saying blood is the best way to go. And I'll tell you why in a moment. But I will also mention there's a caveat there. If you're checking estrogen, and especially estrogen metabolites, urine is best. You see, if a hormone is heavily metabolized in the body, like estrogen, it's probably best to test it in your urine because you'll see all those metabolites. If you have a hormone that's not heavily metabolized, like testosterone and DHA, the androgens basically, blood is definitely the best way to go. But if you have to decide, if you only have enough money to do one of these types of testing, one of these methods, blood is the best way to go. Here's why. As a doctor, I know how to interpret the blood results. And that's the simple answer. Saliva testing, we still haven't figured out what is an optimal range for these hormones in saliva. And as a matter of fact, what we're finding is temperature, if there's a little bit of blood mixed in the saliva, whether you're hungry or you just ate, all of that kind of disrupts the hormones in your saliva, and it makes the test kind of unreliable. Urine is a great way to do hormone testing, but the problem is you really should do a 24-hour urine collection, and no one's really going to do that. So, at the end of the day, blood remains the best way. It's simple. As a doctor, I'm used to the blood levels. I know what they mean. I can find imbalances a little bit better. So, personally, I think blood's the best way to go. I think until we, optimize the saliva testing, until we figure out what those levels really mean, that the same for hair analysis, they're just hard to use. So I do think blood is the best way to go. Okay. All right. So let's go on here. Or do we have a, it looks, I think maybe we have a caller on. Is that for me, Kevin, there, Ellen? Oh, she's for the next show. Okay. Sorry about that. All right, so let's go on here. My next question is, my doctor prescribed Atenolol, which it's a beta blocker for blood pressure. So my doctor prescribed Atenolol to lower my blood pressure. Ever since I started taking it, I constantly feel fatigued and lethargic. Yet at night, I don't get any restful sleep. Why is this and what can I do? Yeah, so that's it's kind of weird, right? So you're taking a drug for blood pressure, fine. And beta blockers do work well for that, fine. But here you feel tired during the day, but yet you can't not really sleep it at night. Yeah, not that's not great. What can I do? Okay, so you know the thing to remember about Atenolol, it is a beta blocker. You know, it reduces the effects of ultimately what are called catecholamines. Catecholamines are neurotransmitters in the body that rev you up. So if you take a beta blocker like Atenolol, you block the receptors that the catecholamines attach to. And if you block those receptors, the catecholamines, these sympathetic, energetic neurotransmitters can't work. So it brings down heart rate. It brings down blood pressure. That's kind of how it works, right? So you block the effects of the catecholamines, you slow down heart rate, you relax blood vessels, you know, you can even improve the rhythm of the heart by doing that and lower blood pressure. But the flip side of all this, you know, since beta receptors are affecting, you know, these receptors that the Atenolol is blocking, are all over your cells and tissues, and they control multiple, you know, physiological and metabolic pathways. And so that means, yeah, they have terrible side effect profiles. They beta blockers, especially the older ones, the older generation beta blockers like Atenolol, they just block all the beta receptors in your body. So not only are you slowing down the heart and everything, but you also slow down the brain a little bit and you slow down your gut a little bit. And there's just all kinds of side effects with it. You get really fatigued and low energy, but you don't get great sleep cycles. I mean, those are known side effects of beta blockers. So what can you do about this? Well, I think you need to talk to your doctor. There might be some better options for you. As far as other drugs go, you might try, you know, the classic ones to usually start with rather than beta blockers are called ACE inhibitors. So you can try those. There's angiotensin blockers, calcium channel blockers. These might be better choices for you. So your doctor just may have to play around with it a little bit. But if your side effects, if the sleep disturbances and the fatigue are really starting to affect your everyday life, then I think you need to have a discussion with your doctor about it. Hey, what about some natural things, right? I've talked about the trinity of nutrients for blood pressure control. Don't forget about things like pomegranate extract, grape seeds, milk peptides. Those are milk proteins that have been broken up into small pieces called peptides. All of those have been shown to reduce blood pressure significantly. You know, take pomegranate alone. Pomegranate extract, about 200 to 250 milligrams a day, can lower the top number 6, 7, 8 points, the bottom number 4, 5 points. That's not that far off from the drugs, like beta blockers, you know, and pomegranate pretty much is well tolerated by people. I mean, the only downside of pomegranate, maybe it thins the blood a little bit. That's about it. I mean, so there are some natural options as well. Maybe go check out lifeextension.com and search the blood pressure protocol and see if there's some better options for you there. But don't stop the drugs. Don't stop beta blockers by yourself. That can be dangerous. So talk to your own doctor. Tell them about the side effects. Talk about some of those nutrients. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well. Oh,